paragraph Beis, Vaydezeh Zoichim Tefillah. And through all of this was Zoichim Tefillah, Rabbi Nezal says there. Vazai hu lemalo mikol hakoychovim. And when a person is Zoichim Tefillah, he's above the stars. Shekulam mekablam mimenu. All of them receive from him. Kimuv Hashem. As Rabbi Nezal explains over there, Ein Shem, look over there. Rabbi Nezal shows there that the Gemara says there isn't a single blade of grass or anything in this world that grows without a malach that strikes it and commands it to grow. Where do these malachim get their instructions from? Where do they get their energy from? They get from the ones who are above them. And they get from the ones who are above them. They get from the stars. And they get, you know, this one gets from this one. This one gets from this one. Until they all get their instructions from the Dvar Hashem. From the word of Hashem. Because there's a pasuk, B'dvar Hashem shamayim nasu, uberuach piv kol tzva'om. The armies of heaven, the angels and everything, they draw their energy from the Dvar Hashem, which is tefillah. A Jew who is zochet to the proper kind of tefillah, he's above the stars, above the angels, and he's feeding them, not he has to come on to them. V'zeh b'china shom rabbi senezal shetzrichen shiyu hakoychovim nirem itoy chasukam. Now you'll understand why the Gemara says that one of the requirements of the schach is that you should be able to see the stars. This means that the person should be on a level above the stars. That's why the Gemara uses the word to be able to see. Who sees who? Who's looking at who? The one who's on top is looking down at the one who's on bottom. Rashi al posuk eskol govoya yira. As Rashi Kodesh teaches, regarding the Leviosan, the gigantic fish, whereby in Eov, Perek Memalef, there's a pasuk there that says, Eskol Govoya Yira. The one who is Govoya, the one who is higher, sees. Shapirish Rashi, Dahainu Shiesh Loi Memsholo Al Kol HaGavoyim Ki Ilu Hulamala Mehem Varoyisam. Rashi Kodesh over there translates that to mean that the he'll have memsholo over all the high ones, all those that are very tall and high, as if he's standing above them, looking down on them. Because usually it's the one above who sees what's going on down below more easily than the one down below sees what's going on above. And we know usually it's the fear of the boss that's on the worker, not the other way around, usually. Ayin shom bepirush Rashi besoif Iyov. Look over there at how Rashi HaKadosh teaches that pasuk at the end of Iyov. V'zeh gam kein b'china shetzorach shiyu ha-koychovim nirim mitoy chaschach. This corresponds to this concept that the Gemara says, you have to be able to see the stars through the schach. Haynu shehu lamala mehem. It's being marames. I'm sorry. Haynu shayde b'china suka roya sakechovim. By a person accomplishing all the tikkunim of sukkah that we spoke before, being mesak in the three taivos and the yira and all the different things, he's zoche to get to a level where he sees the stars. Haynu shehu lamala mehem. He's above them. V'yesh loy memshola aleihem. He controls them. He rules over them. Shezeu b'chinas ra'iyo kanal. That's this concept of seeing, looking at, supervising. The boss is the supervisor, not the worker. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeu b'chinas arbo aminim shenot l'mesukas b'sha'as ha'tfila. This is tied into the dalet minim that we take on sukkas during davening. Shezehu remez shesia hasode nois nois koya p'toich ha'tfila. This is a remez to the fact that the grasses, the vegetation, are contributing their energy into our tefillah. We're holding the dalet minim in the davening, in the middle of davening. V'yalkein onumal in siach hasode. And therefore we're elevating these siach hasode, dahinu minei tzmochim, b'shas ha'tfila, during our tefillah, l'rameis shebesukas yesh aliyah l'tfilah, at shesiach hasode, and noisim koichum b'toich ha'tfilah kanal. This is alluding to the concept that Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutimran, that when a person is zoche to shleimus hatfila, all the siach hasoda, all the vegetation and the prayer, they come to contribute their powers into his tefillah. That's on Sukkos, where we're davening and we're holding the lulav and the esrig and the hadas, and all of them are coming to join in with our tefillah. V'harbo minim elu heim b'chinas hisnoitzitzus Moshiach. These dalet minim are a spark, a reflection of Moshiach. Ki ikar chashivus v'harbo minim hiyo esroi, because the most important one of them is the esroi shehu b'chinas malchus David, which symbolizes the kingdom of David HaMelech, shehu b'chinas Moshiach, who is Moshiach. V'ashloisha minim the lulav hadas arova, him keneged shalosh avoidos hamefsidin avoidos tefila. The other three minim, the lulav hadas menarovos, correspond to the three things that Rabbeinu Zal lists over there in Likut Imran that can harm a person's tefila, that can bring down a person's tefila. Lulav keneged shmiras habris. The lulav corresponds to the concept of keeping the bris pure. Ki lulav b'chinas tzadik katomo yifroch kemuva. Because the lulav comes from a tamar, from a palm tree, and the pasuk says tzadik katomo yifroch. The tzadik's compared to a palm tree. What's the tzadik? Tikkun abris. The Zohar Kodesh says man tzadik man denot abris. Who has the title of tzadik? Avram Avinu is not called Avram hatzadik, Yitzchok hatzadik. Yosef is called Yosef hatzadik, because he was outstanding in that nekuda in tikkun abris. Bechinas tzadik chai almin, the concept of a tzadik who gives life to all the worlds. Shehim bechinas chai ne'anuim shebelulav. That's the concept of the 18 times that we shake the lulav, three times in each direction. Hadas meshulosh, the hadasim who have to have threes, the leaves have to be three and three and three. Keneged shloisha ovois, kemuva, correspond to the three ovois akdoshim. We know the hadas is also, we take three branches of hadasim, three hadasim corresponding to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Ze bechinas emuna. They are the symbol of emuna. Ki ha'ovois heim sharoshei emunas Yisrael. Because we know that the ovois akdoshim are called the foundation of our faith in Hashem. We're called maminim b'nei maminim. Arovo zebechinas al tihye boz l'cholodom. The arovois represent what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran. So we covered two items so far. We covered the lulav, which was tikkun abris, and the hadasim, which were tikkun huemuna, the opposite of avodah zarah. Now we're going to the next thing, which is the arovois, which correspond to what Rabbeinu Zal says there about not spilling anybody's blood, not insulting anybody, not embarrassing anybody. That's called Shfichas Damim. Shebishvil ze onu loichim al tiboz l'choladam. Don't insult any person. Shebishvil ze onu loichim arvei nachal. That's why we take the aravois. She'ein bohem loy tam v'loy reyach. That have no smell, no taste. What are they good for? They're good for nothing, right? Wrong. This seemingly good for nothing, look how it's part of the Dalet Minim. It's Kodesh Kodoshim. It's one of the letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's part of this super mitzvah Seser Doiraisa. Kedei Shiloi Nimna Mevetzarif Poishe Yisrael B'tfiloseinu Kemuva. To show that we refuse to leave out the tfilos of the Poishe Yisrael from our tfila. We want to include them, just like we say on Erev Yom Kippur. Onu matirim lespalel im ho avaryonim. We're giving notice that we're inviting the avaryonim also to come and join in our tefillah. This is also the story of Purim, the Ktoiris. You have the Ktoiris, which is the holiest of all the karbonos, by far. The Zohar Kodesh says, Siluka de Ktoiris adein soif. Who's in the Ktoiris? One of the holiest tzaddikim of all time. Mordechai HaTzadik is in the Ktoiris. Where? The Gemara says that you have Mor Deroer, and Mor, the Targum of that is Mordechai, which is Mordechai. So we see that Mordechai HaTzadik is included in the Ktoiris. Okay, where's the Poishim? Where's the sinners? Where's the Rishoim? The Shiloh HaKodesh says, Chelbana is Bigimatria Homon. Chelbana is Bigimatria Homon to show that he's also in the Ketores. There is a nitzutz. There is some kind of spark there of good. That's why the Gemara says in Gittin, "Mebnei bonav shel Haman lamdu Torah lebnei Yisrael bebnei Brakus." That from Haman came forth even a drop of good. Nimtza sheharava meramezes alti boz lechalodom sheoser levaza is shum odom afilu mishehu baloi tam vareach. That a Jew is not allowed to insult any Jew, even a Jew who has no taste and no smell, kamoyarova, like the aravas, v'al yidei tikkun shalosh averos elu, and by correcting these three averos, avodah zarah, tikkun emunah, gilui arayos, which is tikkun habris, and shfichas damim, which is this embarrassing and insulting the person, aydei zeh nistakein avodas hatfila. When a person perfects these three areas, then his tefillah, then his avoidas hatefillah is bishleimus. Vazai, mare, tam, reach, shel siach hasode, boim betoich hatefillah. And then the three levels, motor, Hashem gives motor to the world, rain, which makes everything grow. What's the everything? All the vegetation. All the vegetation is different from each other in mare, tam, reach. That's mem, tes, reish, the word motor. So the mare, tam, and reach of all of this vegetation contributes its powers into that person's tefillah. Shezeh b'chinas hisnoitzitzis Moshiach. Now we're talking already Moshiach. Now we're talking about real tefillah. Moshiach is the essence of tefillah. And when a person has done all of these tikkunim, his tefillah is b'chinas hisnoitzitzis Moshiach. Kemuv Hashem, as Rabbi Nezal explains over there. Vezeh b'chinas ho'esroi, sheyesh loy mare tam voreach. That's the concept of the beauty of the Esroig, which has mara, it's got class, it's the beautiful look of the Esroig, and the tam, it's got a taste, a delicious lemony taste, and reach, and it has that smell, that fresh lemony smell. Shenoitlin b'shaz hatfila, again, which we take at the time of tefillah, shezeh b'chinas hisnoitzitzus Moshiach, shesiach hasode michlolim koichom batfila. We see that all the vegetation, all of it is joining in with our tefillah. That's Mashiach's times. Paragraph Dalid, final paragraph. V'alkein menanin barbo minim b'hoidu l'Hashem t'chila v'soif. And this is why one of the main places that we shake the Dalid minim is in middle of Hallel, by the hoidu l'Hashem kitoiv kilam chazda in the beginning, and by the hoidu at the end over there. Ki hoidu l'Hashem kitoiv kilam chazdoi merameis al Moshiach sheyovoi b'mheira b'yomeinu. Because that sentence, Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kelem Chazdoi, is a remez on Mashiach, who is coming very soon in our time. Vezehu Kitoiv Kilioilam Chazdoi, Bechinas Vooise Chesed Lemeshichoi. Chesed is Mashiach. So Kilioilam Chazdoi is Mashiach. Vooz Yashpialanu Kol Tuv. And when Mashiach comes, that's when Hashem is going to show us his full goodness. Gam menanin ba'on Hashem oishiyano. We also shake the Dalet Minim by the twice two lines of on Hashem oishiyano. Sheze marames gam kein al ha'yeshua ho achroino shu tachles ha'yeshua. That's a remez for the final Yeshua, which is going to be the climax, the completion of all Yeshuas. Vezehu ono bigematria Eliyahu. It's brought in Sfarim HaKadoshim that Ono, Aleph Nun Hei 52, is Bigamatri Eliyahu. Ki HaYeshua V'Agulo HaAchroino Sha'idei Moshiach Yia Al Yidei Eliyahu She'yovoi V'yavasra Agula. The final Geula and Yeshua, which will be through Moshiach, is going to be initiated through Eliyahu Novi. He's going to be the one to come and tell us the good news. Ki Al Yidei Eliyahu Nasa B'chinas Hisnoizis Moshiach. Because through Eliyahu Novi, he's the one that generates, that activates, that his noitzitzus Moshiach. Ki Eliyahu mi bechurei gedoilei hanaviim. Eliyahu was from the top choicest ones of the prophets. Vayidei nevua zeichen letfila. And we learned before that when there's nevua, then you zeichen to the right kind of tefila. Rabbi Nezal shows it over there in Likut Imran. Vezeu bechinas vayamoid Pinchos vayepalel. The Torah says that Pinchos stood up and he was palel. He shot nuclear missiles at Hashem, Kavio. He shot forth such a tefillah like there never was before. Vayepalel. Also plilim im koinoi, the Gemara says. She Pinchos ze Eliyahu. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that Pinchos is Eliyahu Hanavi. Zocho litfila al yidei nevuah. He was zochet an incredible koyach hatfila through his nevuah. V'alkein hoyokoyach biyodoi latzer hamotor. And that's why Elyonovi was able to show that he can stop the rain. K'moy shekosov chai Hashem im yeh hashonam elu talu motor kim lefi dvorai. Elyonovi said to Achav and his gang, now we'll see. Now we'll see who's in charge. I swear by Hashem's name that for the next years, we'll see if there'll be any rain or anything unless I say so. Kim al pi dvorai, lefi dvorai. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the words. Lefi dvorai, on my dibur, through my tefillah, my dvar Hashem, I'm in control. I tell the stars, I tell the clouds whether to rain or not. I'm on top of all of them. I'm connected to the Dvar Hashem, which is what gives chiyas to the malachim, which give chiyas to the stars, which give chiyas to the trees and everything. I am the Dvar Hashem. That's what Elyonovi said, Lefi Dvorai. Daika, b'chinas Dvar Hashem, haynu tefila. Ki Eliyahu zocho l'dvar Hashem, dahaynu tefila kanal. Elyonovi was zocho to the Dvar Hashem, which is perfection of tefila. That's why he had the ability to withhold the rain. Because the rain, which is mem tes resh, which gives energy to the grass and everything to grow and to blossom in mare tam reach, in how it looks and how it smells and how it tastes. Hakoyel hu al yidei koyach dvar Hashem. All of it draws from the boss of all bosses. Who's the boss of all bosses? Tefillah. That's the Dvar Hashem, which is above the malachim, above the stars, above the clouds. Dahinu tefillah shishoresh hakoil. Veliyahu shezocho ledvar Hashem hoyelokoyach latzor hamotor kanal. Therefore, Elyonovi was zocho to the Dvar Hashem. He had the ability to hold back the rain. Vezehu lefi dvori. He said, daiko kanal. V'alkein ba'ono Hashem shemaramiz lebchinas Elio shal yodo yovoy hayeshua achroina. That's why in ono Hashem hoishiano, where ono is Elyonovi, he's going to be the forerunner of the hoishia, of the Yeshua, the final Yeshua. There we shake the lulav. V'alkein oz menanim ba'arba minim shem bchinas esnoitzes es Moshiach. These dalet minim, which represent the spark of the light of Moshiach. Sheyovoi bimheiro biyomeinu amen. Who is coming very soon in our time. Amen.